have a warning before we get started with this podcast. The title, Exploring What Is Next in Your Business, it is not determining and nailing down exactly what is next in your business. And Becca has all the answers for you and what's next in your business. That can come through some great coaching and deep dives together, but this podcast is really meant to serve as some journaling, as some thoughts the next time you get in the shower and you're deep diving in your own brain about what's going on in your life. This is what I would love for you to take time to process. So I have three questions today, and these three questions, we actually went through them with our Delta members. We did a meetup. If you are an annual member of the Sleep Sorority, four times a year we host meetups where you're welcome to come and hang out and have small conversations with people. Well, they're actually big conversations with a small group of people. What I really like about them is that they're not recorded, and so they're intimate, and we do a lot of breakout rooms, and they're small times for you to meet together and get to know one another, but also like share what's going on. And it just so happened that these two meetups, we did not break into small groups because there was only like four or five of us. And oh, the conversation was rich. And I know that no one walked away knowing exactly what was next in their business, but here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping by answering these questions, you start to think and your wheels start to turn and figure out for you, where do you want to go? Because the amazing, wonderful thing about owning your own business is that you can do what you want to do. You don't have to lean on anyone telling you what to do or what you can't do. You have the power in your business to write your own story. And I love that. It's the most addicting part of owning your own business. So these three questions are actually things that I would love for you to write down and journal through them. I would love for you to connect with a sleep sister that maybe you're already connected with and say like, hey, let's meet on FaceTime and just talk through these questions together and have like a coffee chat. I would love to know what you're thinking as you go through these. And these are actual questions that I've been processing. So they're not the absolute best questions ever in the whole entire world. I don't have the best ideas in the world, but these questions are things that have really, I've been struggling with, I've been wrestling with, I've been asking myself on a daily basis. And some of them I've been asking myself for since day one. So these three questions today, we're going to go through, and I hope that they start to unpack some things in your heart and in your head and some desires that you hope for in your business that maybe you hadn't thought about before. So the first question I have for you is, what lights you up? What lights you up? What gets you excited? Now, maybe when I said that, something instantly came into your head that has nothing to do with your business. But I want you to focus, take that, write it down. But when I'm thinking about you and your sleep consulting business, what lights you up? What gets you excited? When you wake up in the morning, what are you like, yes, I can't wait to do this today, right? I doubt that it's posting on Instagram, right? It's sometimes that's the first thing we think about and we grab our phone and check our notifications. But is that lighting you up? And is it lighting you up every single time? Because that's the difference between lighting you up like once a week versus like every day. What are you excited about? What lights you up? I know that personally, it lights me up hearing stories, hearing the success stories. And so if that's someone that resonates with you, you're like, yes, it lights me up hearing the difference that I get to make in people's lives, because sometimes it's isolating, it's lonely. You're just sitting by yourself in your house, or your kids are running around and you're texting your client or you're emailing your client and you're not actually thinking about what's happening on the other side. I know definitely for me, I run an online business. Like all of my clients are online. I don't talk to them, right? Our team talks to them, but I've even been removed from that. And so a lot of the times, like I feel stressed and I feel like what I'm doing doesn't matter, but all I have to do is actually go where the stories are and then get lit up again, right? So this was a big difference and a change that we made with our team, because for us, when I let go of the reins of it's only me working with clients, I started to not hear those stories as much, right? I was daily getting those like, oh my gosh, Becca, this is amazing. Like, thank you so much. You're a miracle worker. You're such a, you know, magician, right? You've all heard those things. And I kind of stopped hearing them, and I started getting weighed down by the actual business side of things, which can really wear you down. Well, when I realized that, I told Kate, and then when we started adding people on, I told them like, hey, anytime someone shares a good story, I want you to go to our Slack. I want you to screenshot it, go to our Slack channel and tell everybody, because everybody needs to hear that story. Whether you're working with that person or not, everybody needs to hear that story because it lights them up. It gets them excited. It reminds them of why they do what we do. So for you, if you are a sole proprietor, you're doing this on your own, make sure you're screenshotting, you're saving, like start a shared album, or if there's another way that you organize things, make sure that you have a folder that's like good stories that you can go through and look at. If it's in your email, like put good stories in your inbox so that if you're ever feeling uninspired or you're just feeling like what you do doesn't matter, you can go and look at those things because what you do does matter. Maybe what lights you up is not the actual story part. Maybe it's the problem solving part, right? Like maybe it's like really working with a difficult situation and really trying to like untie this difficult knot and figure out this really big problem. Maybe what lights you up is offering lots of different types of services to a family. Maybe you have multiple things that you offer them, like infant massage and doula and sleep. Like I'm just kind of pulling some things out, but maybe you really love having this like well-rounded package. I don't know what that is. I'm just kind of thinking through some individual members of our sorority and trying to think about like what would light them up, right? And I want you to write that down, like what lights you up? And maybe you have a column for what lights you up in your life and your personal life and what lights you up in your business. But I think that's something that you will find as a true help for you. My next question, question number two, what do you feel rushed by? Let me explain this. What is something that's causing you to feel like you're in a hurry? Sometimes in our business, there's things that make us feel like we're in a hurry. We go past it, we get through it, and we kind of have a sigh of relief when it's done. I'm not ready to tell this story yet because it's currently being written, but there are things at Little Z's that I don't like. It causes me stress. Like I realize I'm hurrying through it because it's not something that I desire to do anymore. And with that, we're trying to stop doing that because what good is it if you're hurrying and rushing through something? Your best work is not going to be something that you rush through. As much as I love, I think I've said this before, but I'm somebody who like, I actually thrive in chaos. I wish that wasn't the case, but like, not that I like to surround myself with chaos. I really, really don't. But if it's a stressful situation or a chaotic and like there's a lot going on, I am thankful that in short stints, I can juggle many things. Nobody can juggle a lot for long periods of time. But in short stints, I can juggle many things. And I'm thankful for that. But with that, there are many parts of our business that like I've just been like juggling super fast, like turbo speed, because I don't want to touch it. I don't want to be a part of it. And that's something that is trickling into other aspects of my life that I kind of put off, or I don't get excited about what I'm doing, going back to that what lights me up part. But I and the business, we are not going to generate our best income if I'm rushing through something. So while there's parts that like maybe I started something or I did something because it originally lit me up, it's okay if all of a sudden like it's draining you and you feel like you're just rushing through it just to get it done. Because there's going to be different seasons and stages of your business, and sometimes you're going to have to let things go. So what is it right now in your business that you feel like you're doing in a hurry? In a hurry. What is it that you feel like you're doing in a hurry? My third question for you, and this is our last question, what are you putting your hope in? Now, I will get spiritual for a minute, and this may or may not resonate with you, and there's different ways to look at this. since day one of our business, and I'm thankful for this, but since day one that I decided this is what I'm going to do, I have always prayerfully asked the Lord, this is what I'm going to pursue. I need your help with this. If this is what you want me to do, I'm laying it all at your feet. And if this is what you want me to do, then I'm going to go for it. And I'm going to trust that you're going to guide me and lead me. But if it's something that I'm not supposed to be doing, I'm going to trust you're going to shut it down, right? And I can say so many stories of things that have just been shut down that didn't work. And there's been many things that have worked really, really well. And personally, I've journeyed through in our business, putting my hope in all kinds of things. I've put my hope in business coaches who really were just shoddy and didn't even run a successful business themselves, but they were shiny and spoke the right sales language. And I put my hope in them. I literally remember saying, like, this person is going to help me get to that next place. I'm putting my hope and my trust that they can help me do that, right? There's a difference between business coaching and then putting your hope and all your eggs in that business coach's basket, which we can talk about, but definitely have put my hope in other people to help grow my business. I've put my hope in ads, like, okay, well, we're going to start ads and this is really going to do it. Like, this is exactly what I want to bank on, right? I've put my hope in social media, like, oh gosh, this influencer I'm working with, like, I hope and I put all of my like efforts into the working with this one person because I'm putting my hope in her that she will post about me and I will blow up and go viral overnight, right? And I just want to challenge anyone who's putting their hope in anyone else that no one can carry that load, right? Even as parents, like my children, I hope that they're not putting their hope in me for that I'm never going to fail them because I'm a human. I will fail them, right? That will happen. But wherever you are, and this very easily sways to the spiritual side of things. And I do believe that that's incredibly important. For me personally, yes, every single day I cannot start my day. I cannot have my business unless I lay it at the Lord's feet and say, Lord, today is your day. What do you want me to do? And for us and for Chad and I, that's how we start our day. But it has to be, you're building something that's bigger than yourself. Your business is bigger than you. And you can't be running it, putting your hope in things that are likely going to fail you. And so I want you to just process through that don't put your hope in going viral on Instagram because that's going to fail and that's going to burn and that's going to sting. And do you even want that pressure, right? You are the one who's driving the ship. And so don't forget that while you're trying to put your hope in Instagram or this business coach or even me, right? Like I'm hoping that the next lesson will really grow my business and take me to the next stage. It's the work that you're putting into it. And just don't forget that. Don't lean all of your hope in all these external factors and go on autopilot and just forget. You're the one who's driving the car. You're the one whose foot needs to be on the gas pedal and constantly be asking yourself, am I putting my hope in the right place? Am I putting my hope in other people, or am I putting my hope that I'm going to put my head down, I'm going to do the work, and I'm going to do this thing? So these three questions are actually on a post-it note on my desk right now. They're sitting on my computer. These are things that I want to challenge myself in. I don't want to just visit these once a year. I want to visit it all the time to be asking myself, because keeping yourself in check is incredibly valuable to where you're driving your business. You have the power to do these things. And so circling back to that very first question, like what lights you up? What is lighting you up? What's getting you excited about the next phase of your business? What do you love to do right now? What's something that you're rushing through and that you're not doing to the best of your abilities? You're maybe doing it because you have to do it or you're supposed to do it. Ooh, there's a touchy word. Do you feel like you're supposed to do something because you see other people doing it? And then what are you putting your hope in as you analyze and look at your business and yourself and your hopes and your dreams and your goals? I sincerely hope that it is not something that is going to be here today and gone tomorrow. I hope that it is something, and I need to find a better word because that's part of the question, but I sincerely desire that whatever you are putting your hope in is something that will serve you well. Again, I think these questions lend themselves well to a journal, to writing them down, to thinking about them in the shower, to messaging a friend and just being like, hey, did you listen to this podcast today? I'd love to talk about the questions with you. life and your business is best done in community, not on an island. And I would love to hear these conversations. So if you have any thoughts about these things, if you want to let me know anything going on with you and these questions and what you're feeling confused and wondering about, definitely reach out. And we're here to support you. So talk to you soon.